Turn with me, please, to the Gospel of Mark.
It is Mark, the very first chapter. Mark 1, beginning with verse 9 through 15. Mark's Gospel is very concise, very speedy, sometimes kind of abbreviated, as Mark gets to the point of the stories. And we have in these short verses some three different turns in the story. Listen for these words and listen in them for the word of the Lord. About that time, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. While he was coming up out of the water, Jesus saw heaven splitting open and the Spirit like a dove coming down upon him. And there was a voice from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." And at once the Spirit forced Jesus out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among the wild animals, and the angels took care of him. And after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, announcing God's good news, saying, "Now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this good news." This, brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord for the people of faith. Thanks be to God. This is a surprisingly short set of verses, and yet things are happening fast. Jesus is baptized, and at once Jesus is sent out to the wilderness to live in the desert and to pray and make his peace and to learn and be spiritually disciplined. And then he comes back and starts his ministry in Galilee, strengthened by his time in the desert. And he begins to give the good news, saying, "Now is the time. God's kingdom is right here, right now." Jesus had no problem remembering who he was. Sometimes it's helpful when somebody says to me, "Remember who you are." You just have to remember who you are. My father would say that sometimes. "Son, remember who you are." And he wasn't quick to describe all of that. He was more willing to let that evolve and let me be and become who I wanted to and who God wanted me to become. But even then, when we know our destiny, when we know where God is leading us, we know whose we are. So in the kingdom of God, we talk about the reign of God, the rule of God, the kingdom of God. It's really all the same thing. It's not a kingdom as such as an earthly kingdom where there's a king. Yes, what we call Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But it's not an earthly kingdom. It is a rule or a reign. We call it the rule of God or the reign of God. How do you seek that out? It's hard to grow into that and know how to seek that out. But what we do is we put the reign or the rule of God first, and we let God teach us. I know that's hard for some, and that the younger you are, and maybe the younger you are in faith, the harder that is. But it's very important that we seek. Because if we don't seek, we will not find. And we do have a scriptural promise. It says, "Seek the kingdom of God and all of it will be added to you. It will be laid before you. Well, this text moves pretty fast, as you heard as I was reading it. Maybe not that I read it fast, but that there was a lot happening. And so, in this text, we have John the Baptizer out in the wilderness. We call him the Baptist sometimes. That might be a little misleading. John was the baptizer, and even Jesus went to him for that gift of cleansing. But John called people to be baptized, even Jesus, to show that they were changing their hearts and that they wanted God to walk with them. That they wanted God to lift them out of wherever they were and to be filled with God's Spirit. John didn't wear a pulpit robe and preach in a fine sanctuary. He had a unique attire, actually. His clothes were made from camel's hair. Now, I've seen camels, some fairly recently, and they don't seem to have very much hair. Nothing very long, anyway. I don't know how you make a garment from camel's hair, but that's what it says. John's painted as a unique character. His clothes were made from camel's hair. His diet was unique. He ate locusts and wild honey. Now, how long do you suppose that you could survive on locusts and wild honey? I don't know if I would get very far. And his third kind of uniqueness is the unique prophecy that he made as he pointed to the time of Jesus. And he was so convinced that Jesus was the one who was so long awaited that John just turned it over to him. He said, "Now is the time. The time is now," capital N-O-W. He said, "and prepare a way for the Lord." That leads us to the next verses where John's baptism is offered for Jesus. John is the one who baptizes him, just as we remembered a few weeks ago in early January on the day we celebrated the baptism of the Lord. You remember Jesus was baptized and the Spirit descended like a dove and rested on him. Here in Mark and in other accounts of Jesus' baptism, the voice from heaven speaks to him, "You are my son." But in the Transfiguration text that we talked about and shared last Sunday, God's voice announces something different. Not just to Jesus, but to the public. "This is my son," speaking of him as though he is presenting him to the people. "This is my son. Listen to him." But in the baptism, here in Mark, when that voice speaks, it's a personal voice that speaks directly to him. "You are my son." That's an intimate moment when God speaks to his child, and we shouldn't miss that. I recognize that when I fail to remember something, it's often because I wasn't listening very well when the details came on board. That's a hazard for one who deals with a lot of different individuals. So I try to pay better attention as a discipline. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. But Lent is a time for paying attention. Lent is a time for listening. And for reflecting upon what we hear. It certainly is a time for renewing our walk with God and leaning on him. In the brief sentences of today's gospel reading, a lot happens. Baptism was the beginning, and it included God's voice from the heavens, claiming and identifying Jesus as the Son of God, but that didn't make everything easy. Mark says, at once the Spirit forced Jesus out into the wilderness where he was tempted and was among the wild animals, and the angels took care of him. Baptism was definitely the beginning of a new path. But John's work was done. He was a quick study. His work was vital, and he was quick about getting it done. And when it was done, he faded back, even dramatically. He was arrested and later executed, and that is a whole different story. But John was completely committed to doing his part for the kingdom of God. Mark's is the briefest of the Gospels. He tells the stories with a language that is concise, and it has an urgency to it. Notice his extreme language in verses 12 and 13 that we read. The Spirit drove or forced Jesus out into the wilderness. Jesus was tempted by the devil in every way human. He was there for 40 days. There's that biblical description of a really long time, 40 days. Tempted by Satan, he was among the wild animals, and the angels cared for him. Brief, as Mark is typically, and dramatic. And after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee announcing the good news of God's reign, God's kingdom, and calling people to trust in God. Kingdom, the rule of God or the reign of God, the regal "thine is the kingdom" arrival of God's system, the creation of new creation. Now is the time, he says. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this kingly and regal good news. Maybe you haven't figured out just yet what God is calling you to do or be or become. Or maybe you know and you just haven't wanted to live into it yet. Maybe you should narrow your focus. The time is getting short. Maybe you think you can't change the world, and by yourself you can't. But if you decline to try just because you think you can't, then you underestimate God. Let us embrace the reign and the rule of God, the kingdom of God. It's not all about heavenly future. It's about being a follower now in the here and now and teaching others to follow him as well. With Jesus, let's you and I proclaim to one another, now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust in this good news.